was sort of a cracker on the end or a piece of leather or something though that you could sort of tap the horse along with it, you know, if you was in a hurry. If you had your girlfriend with you, you could just sort of poke along.
That's great. You had a girlfriend. What about if people bought years ago, if they bought something like fruit at the store, what would the grocer put it in for you to take home?
Well, they undoubtedly had to use what few boxes they had because they didn't have anything like a paper sack.
They and did.
In those days, there wasn't no such thing as a paper sack.
Mm-hmm.
It couldn't have been. You either carried your something with you, like a sack or something other, an old gunny sack.
Or a gunny sack?
What you'd call an old gunny sack is made out of maybe it might have been yarn or it might have been toe sack or something other, you know, and, mm-hmm. and they'd carry it with them to bring the groceries back home with you. You had to.
You didn't furnish. Have any like paper sack?
No, there wasn't no such thing. And there might have been a few boxes, but most of the boxes was big boxes.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't come in little boxes like a couple of gross in one little old box, you know, of a different thing. And now you either get a box or you get a big sack and you get your groceries now. But then,
have you ever heard anybody call it a paper poke?
A poke?
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard
that? Yeah, I've heard tell a poke. They call it a poke, of course. Now, most pokes I always heard, used to call a poke, would be your money poke. You
know,
you can have a little sack, it'd be about so long,
uh-huh.
and it would be. Put your money down in there and it had a drawstring on top. Now they call them pokes too.
Oh,
they were a little money poke. But now chances are they would be a same thing in a big sack and they'd call it a poke and it would carry your groceries in it.
Uh-huh.
Or you could sling it over your back and mm-hmm. on your shoulder, you know, or you could tie it on your saddle or your mm-hmm. horse and come on home. And they call them poke all right. I've heard that. I've heard them call them poke all right.
Well, what was sugar? What kind of package would sugar come in?
Well, it came in sacks, in small sacks, and mostly come in barrels. Now, that's the way it come in. Now, there's Ark down here, our home old town. It was an old Indian town, and there was a ship dock there, and they'd come in barrels there. It would come in there in barrels, all together, flour and sugar and coffee and all, and crackers, all come in barrels.
Got somebody honest, didn't
he? Yeah, he knows. He wants you to put out the seasoning.
Uh-huh.
He want to be sure he gets it, and he paid William for the other he got, and he's paying for this. He's a little named Hamilton, and he got 7 5-gallon cans and of zinc and whatever he wanted. He got it in there. He knew what he wanted. I didn't know what he wanted,
but he did.
He's gonna put it on his rice.
He's
gonna put it on rice. Foliage on his rice. He's gonna put it out late this evening on his rice. Now what it was? Now where was it
we'll
at?
See. Oh yeah, I know. And you were telling me that sugar would come in a barrel. Now,
mm-hmm.
if you went to the store to buy sugar, like up here, you were at Des Arc, like you said, they had a dock, and it'd come on the river, and it'd come in barrels.
It came in barrels, but they undoubtedly had some way of.
They had
some kind of sacks. Surely they had some kind of sacks.
Yeah, they would weigh it out in
10-pound sacks. Now,
but they did sell it loose like that.
It would come loose, and then they would sack it up with. They used scoops and things, and they'd sack it out of that barrel. And because
mm-hmm.
a lot of people didn't want to buy a barrel, but
mm-hmm.
some people would.
Would buy a whole barrel.
And carry it home, and wouldn't come back no more for a year.
For a year.
And buy a barrel of flour.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Mother. And that might not have been the nicest thing to do, but she didn't want to throw that flour away. So the bugs got in it.
Mm-hmm.
So she re-sifted it.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, and she re-sifted. There wasn't too many in there, but see that it got hot up in the summertime, and mm-hmm. Daddy had bought a barrel of flour, and he didn't have no more money to buy more barrels and more flour, and so and she all she knew what to do is sift those bugs out.
Mm-hmm.
So she sifted all those bugs out through a little sifter, and of course she got. And she might have had to do it twice because they probably some extra eggs in there somewhere, you know. But now they didn't throw things away like we do now and get rid of it. But it might not have been the nicest thing happened, but anyway.